10 years ago, Zelda LaGrange was riding high on the success of her memoir, Good Morning, Mr. Mandela, which I loved, by the way. As Nelson Mandela's closest assistant, she had insight into one of the most celebrated humanitarians of our time for 2 decades. The book was an international bestseller. It was translated into numerous languages, and it made her one of the hottest speakers in town. And then, at a time when former President Jacob Zuma and his cabinet were weighing heavily on the national sentiment, she decided to tweet her anger and frustration, like many South Africans, and was effectively cancelled. She is back a decade later with a new book, What Nelson Mandela Taught Me, Timeless Lessons on Leadership and Life. Thanks so much for joining us, Zelda.
Thank you for having me, Twandi. It's nice being here with you.
I cannot believe it was 10 years. In my mind, it was like 2 years ago, and a lot has happened since then.
Yes, a lot has happened. A lot has changed. The country is a completely different place than it was 10 years ago. But here we are in this beautiful place we call home.
Well, the one thing that I must admit up front is that when I saw your book release, I was quite cynical. I thought it was like one of those Hollywood PR, you know, when a celeb goes on an apology tour and there's the book that follows. But this book isn't that. What inspired you to actually write it?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of people that deal with exactly the same issues that I deal with every single day. And I do believe that I'm quite ordinary. You know, I'm quite relatable because I'm just an ordinary middle-aged woman, you know, surviving. And I thought that if I share these lessons that I've been through, it will help someone somewhere. I've got many questions about many things in life still today. And my time with Madiba didn't really, I don't ever believe that you are a completed changed person at any point in your life. I think that's an evolving process as we age. But where I am right now in my life, I think and I feel that I've come to certain insights. And those insights made me write this book because, you know, during that Twitter storm, many people asked, but have you learned nothing from Nelson Mandela? Also, as if I'm the only one that's supposed to learn something from him. And I thought, it's actually a very good question. Let me answer that. Let me start by answering that. So, yeah, thank you for reading it.
No, it's always a pleasure to read your writing. The one thing that I found so interesting is that in the book, you talk about how much you hated exposing your life with the first book, but you decided to write a second one. What compelled you to write? Particularly at this time, you also just mentioned that the country's at a very different place.
You know what? I get stopped in the street at least once a day, I would say, and people asking me, what do you think Nelson Mandela would have said about ABC? And it's not something that I can't put words in his mouth, and I can't profess myself to be a person who knows that what someone says from the grave. But I can share intimate personal stories, and those stories can lead to your own conclusion. Mm. So, you know, I still feel that I've had this unbelievable privilege of working next to the greatest statesman of our time. It is my duty also to share that. Mm-hmm. And the association will never go away. And the privilege is still so big having that association with Madiba. And that made me, you know, decide, well, you know what, there is something else to write. So that's the book in front of you now.
Absolutely. And the thing I love about books is that they can give you greater insight into something. So I think I had read your tweets. I had no context about them, and I just hadn't thought about them again. So I was very surprised. And one of the things that made me think about it as I was going through it was that in recent years, we've seen a lot of people make negative utterances around Madiba's legacy. He didn't fight hard enough. He sold out and all of that. Mm-hmm. And what do you make of that? Because you obviously feel like these lessons are still relevant today. So.
Absolutely relevant. Because as I say to you, there's a lot of people, you know, and your challenges in life is relative to your circumstances or, you know, it's your objectivity. And I feel, you know, that there's many answers still in the legacy that he left behind. People who make accusations and false claims. Mm. I always say to them, you know, not in a nasty way, but I say to them, certain people who are old enough have had, how many, 30, 25 years to put these things that they now say about Madiba to him, but they never did.
Yeah.
So it's opportunistic. And, you know, it's also very easy to blame someone who's in the grave because you weren't there at the time. And through recalling some of the history in this book, I want to remind people of how close we were to civil war. And people do not imagine what civil war really would have looked like. So a yearning for that and then calling Madiba a sellout and blaming him for our current circumstances, it's not fair.
I think one of the lines that I absolutely loved in this book is where you remind people that as we were ushering in our new democracy, over 800,000 people were killed in a genocide, you know, a few thousand kilometers away from us. And that could have happened in our suburbs. I mean, it's...
Yes, and you know what, Twandi, is that Madiba always gave ordinary South Africans the credit for our peaceful transition. Yeah. He said, yes, there was, you know, this collective effort between political parties and the negotiations and so on. But whenever he received an award overseas from international institutions, he would say that this is for the ordinary man on the street in South Africa. It was, we saw in America a few weeks ago where there was the assassination attempts on Donald Trump. If that had happened in South Africa, one trigger happy person could have changed this history. And as I say, you know, people do not imagine that we would probably not sit here in the studio had it been that we went through a civil war.
And I hate going back, but just taking me back to when you were going through this particular kind of storm in your life, when did it come to you that kind of the lessons and the experiences and the teachings that you had, the great, huge, extraordinary life experience of experiencing firsthand from Nelson Mandela would be useful, in, you know, in terms of you trying to process it and forgive yourself as well, you know?
I still have not completely processed what had happened to me. You know, I wake up some mornings and I think to myself, did you really work for Nelson Mandela? It is surreal to even me, because when you work there and you are in that circumstances, you just survive. You know, the pressure was relentless. And every other day, you know, I deal with an interpersonal issue, because I have interpersonal relationship issues with people around me. I'm not going to deny any of that. And then I think of, what would Madiba do? Would he insist on his boundary, or would he make peace? You know, would he strengthen a relationship, or would he walk away? So those things, it's a continuous process that I keep on, you know, taking from that experience.
And despite your very, very extraordinary life, you describe yourself as an ordinary person. What are you?
Very ordinary.
What are you hoping that ordinary South Africans, and I mean, I keep forgetting you're an internationally best-selling author. But ordinary people around the world, what are you hoping they take away from the book?
I hope that people are reminded of the greatness of the legacy of Nelson Mandela. You know, most of us have lived at the same time as he did. And that means that we are all first-hand witnesses to his legacy. So I hope that, you know, someone struggling with something would find a helpful hint in this book. I also hope that the book makes people think, and that we can have the difficult discussions that we are meant to have in South Africa. And it's no use, former President Mbeki is called on this national dialogue. President Ramaphosa has spoken about this national dialogue. But people, ordinary people like us, we need to have those conversations on our WhatsApp groups, you know. Those despised WhatsApp groups we're all a part of. But we have to, at grassroots level, also support this effort of how do we take South Africa forward. So I hope that is what the book inspires.
And in terms of your thoughts on South Africa now, it's a very different country. Are you feeling optimistic?
Look, again, you know, your circumstances determine, you know, your reality, obviously. And people are justifiably angry and frustrated, like I was. And as I say, it's justifiable, you know, the anger and the hurt and the disappointment that people feel. But we also have to look at where we are now and what the future holds. I honestly think that we are in the best place that we've been in the last 30 years. Well, 25 years. I'm going to keep on saying that Madiba's 5 years were good. not without mistakes, but they were good. But I think we are at a brilliant place in South Africa at the moment. So we need to just support people's efforts. You know, people are so frustrated with service delivery. But I have very, very good friends still in government, you know, on local level and a national level. And they are good people. And they are really, really trying their best, you know, to take us forward and to bring solutions and so on. So, you know, nothing is ever just bad or just good. You know, we heard of these terrible kidnappings in the Eastern Cape. And I must be honest with you, I was in the Eastern Cape November this time last year. And I was surprised to see all the development in the area, the road that I traveled so regularly between Umtata and Kunu. And suddenly there's all this development. And I think to myself, Madiba won't recognize this. So there is progress. And while one could be very easily be distracted by the negativity that you are surrounded with and the bad news and so on, it's important to keep your eyes open for those things as well and see, but there has been progress. The middle class in South Africa has grown with 11 million people over the last 30 years. That's a lot of people. So I'm optimistic.
Thanks so much. And thank you for writing this book and being brave enough to put yourself through public scrutiny, I guess, again. I always enjoy your writing, and I was very surprised by how much I enjoyed your insights and analysis in the book. And we often say on the show, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. But I think it's also don't judge a person by their tweets in a hot, angry moment.
No person ever deserves that, no matter who they are, what their opinions are. No person deserves that.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What Nelson Mandela Taught Me, Timeless Lessons on Leadership and Life by Zelda LaGrange was published by Tafelberg, and it retails for 360 Rand. FMR.